Pictures clearing now on the satellite TV. Oh, guess what? It looks like Bradford. In fact, it's Bradford's old football, Bradford Park Avenue's old football ground. Remember Bradford Park Avenue? Trying to get the sound now, we're not quite sure what's going on. Any chance of getting the sound? Well, you spotted Neil?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, from what I can see, it's Bradford Park Avenue's old football ground. There's a row of judges lined up. Try and get the sound for you any minute now. Yeah, sure. I've just seen Ray Clark on the telly. Yes, it's the annual Bradford Farting Contest. And this year's entrants look as if they really mean business. Grandstands littered, mushy peas and baked beans. Well, judges look very keen this year. Bradford's Lord Mayor keeping an eye out for any dirty work. Yeah, here comes Ray Clark, Red Nose Ray Clark. Oh dear, Ray Clark's just fired a shot into the pavilion. The pavilion has in fact now collapsed. Ray Clark's disqualified. Neil making his way onto pitch. Oh yeah, Neil's just fired a broadside and spent mushy peas at the judges. Oh, he's now reloading. Oh no, he's just had a backfire. He's flown through the grandstand and on the main road. Leaves only Ken Crescendo from Rotherham. Grand stuff, Ken. Ah, Ken Crescendo. Wow, ah, he's let rip with a fierce one this year. Amazing things, these superchargers. Oh, but wait, he's had an accident. Football ground's been turned into a quagmire. Judges are now changing the names to Abdul Singh Muhammad and Latif. It's Bradford's bouncing back. Bradford Park Avenue's wiped off the face of the off the face of the map this year, I'm afraid. They are marvellous things, these satellite TVs. Well, it looks like everyone's cleared off home except for band. It's a Big House and Rastrick brass band, actually. Got the Wellingtons on, of course, now. And close pegs over the noses. Live from Bradford, the farting contest. I think I'll enter that contest myself next year. I've got this unique euphonium-like quality with mine. No lighted matches, please, though. Got this horrible blowtorch effect. Ignition. Yeah, it's actually true to say, actually, that there was such a thing as a farting epidemic in the earlier part of the 19th century. It's a particularly gruesome effect on the mining communities. When trousers were made of material which provided lots of friction. Many a mine shaft was exploded by that method. Usually occurred after many pints of Tetleys. You know, original hand-drawn stuff.